Well, this is an update on our preparations for the Institute's new masterclass, which is called Localism in Practice, and which gets off the ground in the next couple of weeks. It is the third in our series of masterclasses where we've taken a mythical place and used the scenario provided by that locality as a starting point for considering really detailed issues when it comes to consultation and public engagement. And I thought I'd mention that what we've done is waited until the very last moment before the localism bill becomes an act with the royal assent, so we could take account all the recent changes as it's gone through Parliament. And our masterclass proceeds on the assumption that whilst everybody is in favour of localism in theory, very few of us have yet applied ourselves to what it's going to be like in practice. So the masterclass will cover a mixture of not just the localism bill, but the other changes in government policy, and in particular, the white paper that came out in July on open public services, because it raises such fundamental questions as to who in the public realm should do what in the way of public services. So we will be looking at the difficulties posed by the right to challenge. We will be looking at the difficulties of defining and letting people decide what wants to happen to neighbourhoods. So I'm hoping this will be of great interest and value to those who've already done the previous masterclasses, but also, of course, to newcomers for whom the localism agenda is going to be important in the coming months. And anybody who wishes to join us in these masterclasses, if you go onto the website or if you contact Martin Woodrow at our offices, I'm sure they'll help you find a place.